Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Which outfielder should you be looking to buy or sell in Dynasty right now? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, December 1st. Welcome to December. Happy holidays, everybody. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's start with outfielders to buy in Dynasty or Keeper Leagues right now. Who you got?
So it's a little hard to do buy or sell at this particular position because it's a tumultuous time in the outfield. There is a early drop-off, a steep drop-off in talent at the position. So anybody who you think is probably good is going to be hard to sell on. So I really only have one sell high, one clear sell high, and that's Adolis Garcia, who is 29, first of all, because he's just recently emerged as a fantasy asset. I think there's this perception that he's younger than he is. You know, he's kind of in the late stages of a player's prime. So just for that reason, I'd call him a sell high. Also, there are major plate discipline issues. His RBI and run total last year, I'm suspicious of. So they're sell high for that reason too. Since I kind of started on the sell highs here, I will go ahead and address Jared Kelnick and Joe Adell, two consensus top five prospects just a couple years ago, who've gotten repeated chances since then and done nothing with them. I could go either way, buy low, sell high with them. If the cost is next to nothing on Kelnick and Adell, they're kind of like throw-ins, then okay, sure, I'll take the shot. But if the cost is higher than that, I'm kind of to the point with them where I'd be surprised if they turn into major fantasy assets. It wouldn't be the most shocking thing ever, but it would be surprising. So if somebody is eager to buy low on them from me, then I might go ahead and sell because I don't really see it as them buying low. I see it as this is my last chance to get something good for Kelnick and Adell. So those are the sell highs. The buy lows are a little more interesting. So Eloy Jimenez, I think, is a good call here. All the injuries have kind of taken the wind out of the sails, but he looked great after returning in 2022, showed that potential to hit 290 with 30-plus homers that I was beginning to wonder with his 2021 performance if he still had. He does. And the fact that he's not really any kind of base stealer, I think, also serves to deflate his value, at least in roto leagues. And I think that's going to be less important moving forward because stolen bases are going to be more plentiful. So now's a good time to get Eloy Jimenez, who is still young. I think Tyler O'Neill makes for a decent buy low, had a monster 2021 season, regressed last year. Don't know where the quality of contact went, but he's a big, strong guy. And I think Tyler O'Neill can get that back. I think Alex Kirilloff, I'm not quitting on Alex Kirilloff. I've been high on him for several years now, and he continues to make me look bad. But it's mostly his wrist, and I think he finally had the procedure shaving down the bone in that wrist. That's going to help him unlock that potential once and for all. I think he's going to hit for average. I think he's going to hit for power. No speed, but the cost for Kirilloff right now is very low. So go ahead and buy in on him. And on the full-length podcast, Chris Welsh actually brought up a good name, Riley Green, who was himself a consensus top five prospect coming into last season. Did basically nothing as a rookie, him and Spencer Torkelson both, actually. But the pedigree is so good that if you can get, like, if his owner is freaking out in the Dynasty League, then yeah, go ahead and make an offer for Riley Green. It's definitely too early to turn the page on that kind of potential. Okay, I got one more buy low outfielder here, kind of a sneaky one. Brian Reynolds of the Pirates. He's not young, so you know you don't think about him as a buy low dynasty option in a conventional sense. He's going to be 28 before the start of next year, but probably going to be out of Pittsburgh sooner or later. That's going to help his run and RBI production tremendously. He's confirmed he's a power hitter. He's shown the ability to hit for average in the past, great line drive rate. And while he's never been a base stealer, Brian Reynolds is fast. And I think with the rule changes about to be implemented in the league with limited number of pickoff throws, bigger bases, you know, the minor league numbers have shown that with those rule changes, players tend to run a lot more. And I think Reynolds looks like somebody who could be a big beneficiary there. So he may be on the verge of emerging as a real five category monster. And so I'd be looking to buy on Brian Reynolds.
All right, Scott. Well, now that you left me all this time, I'm going to reveal my four players.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to. Sorry.
Nah, it's totally fine. I'm just going to quickly run through some names here. Seiya Suzuki, I don't think that we've seen the best yet from him. Steamer projections early on, like Seiya Suzuki quite a bit. Some power, some speed. Oscar Gonzalez, I guess it's kind of a buy high, buy medium, but I do like the player quite a bit. And obviously, he's young, coming off a good rookie campaign with the Guardians. Lars Nootbaar, like what I saw this past year, he's got some OBP, a little bit of pop. Maybe he could run a little bit for the Cardinals as well. And you might be able to pick this guy up, honestly. Brian De La Cruz, I'll just throw the name out there, from the Marlins. Statcast page is filled with red. The guy absolutely crushes the ball. I don't know that he's going to have a job, but if he gets an opportunity, it looks kind of intriguing. He was really good down the stretch, too. So four names there: Seiya Suzuki, Oscar Gonzalez, Lars Nootbaar, Brian De La Cruz. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Saturday morning. Bye-bye!
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.